Shishi, the pasuk continues, Vayases ha-menorah zov tor, and he made the menorah out of pure gold, miksha. It was chiseled out from one piece of gold, and not attached afterwards. Also, es ha-menorah, he made the menorah. Yurecha v'kona, the bottom base that had three legs, v'kona, and the kona ha-emsoi, the middle branch that went in to this base, was all made out of one piece. Givyeho kaftareho forecheho mimeno yiu. The designs on the menorah, the ones that looked like cups, the ones that looked like buttons, and the ones that looked like flowers, were not added later on. They were all chiseled out from the original piece of gold. V'shisha karnam yoytze mitzidel. Six branches came out of this middle branch. Shlosha k'nei menorah mitzidu ha'echad. Three branches coming toward one side. U'shlosha k'nei menorah mitzidu ha'sheni. And three branches heading in the other direction. Shlosha gevi'im mishukadim bakono ha'echad. Each branch of the six branches had three decorative cups, kafta b'ferach, with a button and a flower, u'shlosha gevi'im mishukadim, and three decorated cups, bikona echad, in each branch, kafta b'ferach, with a button and a flower, kein l'sheshes akonim hayotzim min ha-menorah. So did all six branches of the menorah have. So when you looked at the menorah, the six branches, each one had three decorative cups with a kaftar, a button, and a flower on top of it. Uva menorah, and on the gufoy shel menorah, on the branch, the middle branch of the menorah, arba gevi'im, there were four gevi'im, mishukadim, decorated, kaftareh uforachel, with two buttons and two flowers. What does the pasuk mean over here? Does it mean that the arba gevi'im were mishukadim? Or does it mean mishukadim kaftareh uforachel, that the buttons and the flowers were mishukadim? And Rashi and Truma says this is one of the psukim she'ein lahem hechreah. We do not know exactly how to explain it. We don't know if mishukadim is going on the arba gevi'im earlier or on the kaftarim and the prochim that are stated afterwards. So on the middle branch of the menorah there were four gevi'im, and there were two kaftarim and two prochim. There were four gevi'im because there were three cups and a kafta v'ferach, just like by the other six branches. And that was above where the six branches came out. Below where the six branches came out, there was also a gvia kafta v'ferach. So on the middle branch, we have four cups, and we have two gvia, two kaftarim and two prachim. One above the six branches, and one below the six branches. The kaftar, and there was also a button, tachashnei akon mimeno, which from underneath it, the two branches came out of it. The kaftar tachashnei akon mimeno, the kaftar tachashnei akon mimeno. By each place where the two branches came out of the middle branch, there was a kaftar on top of each one of those three spots. L'sheshes akonim hayoyitz mimeno. And this was by all six konim that came out of the middle branch. Kaftarim uknoisa mimeno hoyu. And these buttons and these six branches were all part of the original menorah. They were not added later on. Kula miksha achas of tor. It was all chiseled out from one piece of gold. Vayas is near itself shiva. And he made the lamps seven. The pasuk over here in Parshas Vayakil does not mention what is mentioned in Parshas Truma, that in the Asiyas HaNeros they should make each one of the six Neros a little bit tilted and angled toward the middle kana, the middle lamp, in order that all the lamps should face the middle Ner. The pasuk over here does not say this, although it is said in Parshas Truma. U'malkocheo machtesel zov tor, and the kalim of the menorah were the tweezers and the shovels for the ashes, all made of pure gold. Kikar zov tor osa oisa, a kikar of pure gold, he made the menorah, they call keleho, with all the kalim. Now the pasuk continues on to the mizbeach ha-pnimi, the inside mizbeach, the mizbeach hazov. Vayas is mizbeach haketores atzei shitim, and he made the mizbeach haketores out of cedar wood. Ama orkod v'ama rochboy ravua. It was square, and ama bayin ama. V'amasayim koymosoy, and two amas was the height. Mimenu hoyu karnoisav. The horns were made from one piece. They were not added later on, because on each corner there was a protrusion, and that protrusion was not added, but rather it was made in the original making of the mizbeach. Vayitzav oisei zov tor, and this mizbeach was covered with pure gold. Esgagoy veskiroisov sovim, the roof and the walls around it were all covered with gold. This mizbeach had a gag on it, as opposed to the mizbeach and a choshes that was empty on top. And in that space, they filled it up with dirt at the time of their encampments. Veskarnoisav, and also the horns, the corners were made of gold. And he made a golden crown around this Mizbeach HaKetores, a simon for Keser Kahuna. Ushtei Taboisav, and two golden rings. Asalai he made for it. Mitachas Lazere, underneath the crown. Al Shtei Taloisav, Al Shnei Tzidav, on the two corners of the two sides. Lebatim Levadim, for the purpose of houses for the Badim. Loses Oisei Bohem, to carry them with these Badim. Vayasas Abad Maseh Shitim, Vaitzav Oisem Zov, the Badim were made of cedar wood covered with gold. Vayasas Shemen HaMishcha Kodesh, and he made the Shemen HaMishcha holy, Ves Keteres HaSamim Tohar, and the Keteres HaSamim was made pure, Maseh Rekeach, the work of a Rekeach. And in Sefer Paneach Roza, and also in the Hemek Dover, and the Meshech Chochma, they all discuss why the Lashon of Kodesh is used by the Shemen HaMishcha, and the Keteres HaSamim says a Lashon of Tohar. Paneach Roza explains that the Shemen HaMishcha was called Kodesh because it was Mekadesh all the other Kelim.